let's review Yumad Daf Lamed Dalid. So the Gemara starts out by continuing the discussion of the Seder of the Avodas Hayom. And the Gemara tells us the Mincha comes before the Chavitin, because the Ola U'Mincha, the Halacha is that the Mincha, that Ola Mincha teaches us that anything that's the Mincha Sa'ola has to come right after the Ola. So since the Mincha is associated with the Karban Tamid, it has to come right after the Karban Tamid without the Chavitin interrupting in between. The Nesachin come before the Musafin, because Zevach U'Nesachin. First we take care of anything that relates to the Zevach and the Nesachin that are associated with it before we move on to the next Karban, to the Musaf. Musafin come before the Vezichin. It's Machlokas, actually, whether Bezichin or Musachin come first, and the Gemara gives a source for each possibility. So either Baboker Lahaktim, so Beyom Beyom is Laacher, so by Musaf it's later on. So what the, but the reason to say that, that I mean, I'm sorry, by Musaf it says Baboker, Musaf Korban Levezichin, because it says Baboker Baboker to make it come earlier. So Beyom Beyom would mean that it comes later. So the Bezichin would therefore come later, because it says Beyom Bayom. And the shita that holds Bezichin called Musafin is because it says Chuka, and we darshan Chuka Chuka from the Chavitin. So just like the Chavitin come later, so to the Bezichin, I'm sorry, the come earlier, so to the Chavitin come earlier. So says the Gemara, when was the Ketores Shel Shachar brought? Right, so the Gemara tells us it was Bein Dam Le'Evarim, that it was in between the bringing of the blood and the bringing of the Evarim. The Ketores of the afternoon is between the Evarim and the Nesachim. That's based on the comparison to the morning Ketores, that it says K'minchas HaBoker Chinesko Ta'aseh, just like the Minchas HaBoker was Ketores before the Nesachim, so to the afternoon Ketores was before the Nesachim. Then the Machlok says, Machlokas, whether we learn the Nesachim of Shachris from Arvis, or is it vice versa? I mean, the Pasuk says, that says Vinisko Revius Ahin, so is that about Shachris and we learn Arvis from it, or is it about Arvis and we learn Shachris from it? That's Machlokas Tanayim. On Amun Beis, the Gemara says how they would heat up the water without violating the Isra of Mitzarif, that unlike the Mishnah, which says that they would just pour warm water into the mikvah, Rabbi Yehuda says in Ebraisa that Ashashil Shel Barzel Hoyim Mecham in Erev Yom Kippurim, they would heat up these iron pieces from before Yom Kippur, and they would put them in the cold water. So the Gemara says, I isn't in a violation of Tziruf. See, either that it's Lohigia with Tziruf, it wasn't that hot that the change in temperature will be Mitzarif, it will harden the iron, or even if it is Higia with Tziruf, but it's a Davrshin Muskavin. And Rabbi Yehuda and Abaye holds Davrshin Muskavin is Mutter. In fact, the Gemara, does Abaye really hold Davrshin Muskavin is Mutter? When it comes to Mila and Saras, he seems to hold that Davrshin Muskavin is generally Usher, and that's why we need a Pasuk to tell me you're allowed to do a Mila when there's Saras over there. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's Bekala Torakula. But Siruf the Rabbanan, when you're dealing with the Dinda Raisa, he holds Davrshin Muskavin is Usher. But when you're dealing with the Dinda Rabbanan, he would hold Davrshin Muskavin is Mutter. And the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis talks about the changing of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. They bring him to the Beis HaParva, which was in the Kodesh. They would spread out a linen cloth. He would do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then with some machlokas, whether he would first do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then take off the old clothing, or take off the old clothing and then do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But he would then, after that, after doing both of those things, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and taking off the clothing, he would go into the mikveh, he'd dry himself off, then he would put on the Big Day Lavan. Definitely after putting on the Big Day Lavan, according to both opinions, he would then do another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And the Mishnah tells us the relative value of the clothing he wore in the morning and the afternoon. It should be a total of at least 30 mana, which is all paid for by the tzibur. But v'imratza lahosif mosav mishalo, if he wants to have more expensive clothing, he can donate and he can give more expensive clothing from his own funds.